I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A judge has granted class action status to a lawsuit over charges Georgia Power collects to pay for the Plant Vogtle expansion. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the lawsuit accuses the utility company of overcharging customers millions of dollars in cost recoveries. A Georgia Supreme Court order says the Public Service Commission must weigh in on the merits of the case before it moves forward. A Georgia Power spokesman calls the suit without merit and says the utility will continue to vigorously defend itself. Coastal residents and conservation groups filed a lawsuit Tuesday over a proposed spaceport in Camden County. They say the county is withholding information about safety and potential risks to residents and tourists during rocket launches. Megan DeRozier is executive director of coastal conservation group 100 Miles, one of the groups that's suing.
There is so much information that we need that the county won't give us. And we believe that once the truth comes out, the county can't help but admit that this project is not worth moving forward.
In a statement, Camden County commissioners say the spaceport's safety analysis could put U.S. national security at risk if it were made public. They call the lawsuit a public relations ploy. And a proposal that would allow Governor Brian Kemp to pursue Medicaid waivers from the federal government has been approved by the Georgia Senate Health and Human Services Committee and now goes to the full Senate. Kemp says the waivers would give Georgia more flexibility in using federal health care funding. Georgia is one of 14 states that have not yet fully expanded Medicaid. And a bill before Georgia legislators would give Medicaid patients who are HIV positive access to better treatment. House Bill 158 would add those patients to the Georgia AIDS Drugs Assistance Program, where they would have access to the single pill therapy, which is considered the most effective current treatment for HIV. The CDC reports that Georgia has had the highest number of new HIV cases in the nation for the past few years. Georgia's Chief Justice called the system stable and strong in his State of the Judiciary address Tuesday. Chief Justice Harold Melton took time to praise the state's specialty courts, ones for issues like drugs or mental health, for helping reduce recidivism rates. He also challenged them to do more.
If the courts are able to have this kind of success with a population of adults who often have had a lifetime of struggles and bad behavior, can we not have even greater success if we in our communities engage even earlier?
There are nearly 11,000 people going through specialty court programs in Georgia. And the state cotton industry leaders say they won't be able to plant as much this year if they don't receive more federal disaster assistance. When Hurricane Michael hit southwest Georgia last October, less than 20% of Georgia's cotton crop had been harvested. The University of Georgia estimates the storm cost cotton farmers around $600 million. Many Georgia delegates lobbied to include disaster relief in bills passed last week to keep the U.S. government open, but it wasn't included in the final spending proposals. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.